B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yumad Daf Lamed Beis. We're going to start three lines from the top of the Omud. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbonon. Now, before we start this sugya, I think it's worthwhile to make a short introduction into Parashas Acharei Mois Perek Tezayin, which is the parasha that speaks about the Yom Kippur Avodah, or most of it. The parts of the Musafin, because Yom Kippur was also a Yom Tov, was also a regular day, so the Korban Tomid of every day was obviously brought on Yom Kippur. It's not mentioned here. There are Musafim of Yom Kippur, which are not mentioned here. They're mentioned in Parashas Pinchas with all the other Yomim Tovim that have Musafim. And then there's the Yom Kippur part of the Avodah, unique, the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, that's here in Perek Tezayin. And so let's try and have a short overview of this Perek. There are 34 psukim in this perek, and the ones that we're primarily busy with is from Pasuk Dalet until Pasuk Chof Dalet. And Pasuk Dalet starts with that the Kohen Gadol would wear the white clothes, the four clothes, not the eight clothes that had four clothes that had gold in them, but the white clothes, the four clothes. And that was unique to Yom Kippur, to the Yom Kippur part of the Avodah. And so the Kohen would start the day with the Korban Tomid, as we've actually already learnt in Yuma, and that would be done with the regular eight clothes. And then the Pasuk says in Pasuk Dalet that he would wear Ksoines Bad Yilbash, Mechnesei Bad Yalbasari, etc. He would put on the four clothes, Big Day Kodesh, Heim, these four clothes are Big Day Kodesh, Varochatz Bamaimis Basari, he washes his body in water, he toivels, Ulevesham, and he puts on these four clothes. That is Pasuk Dalet. It's very important to remember, Pasuk Dalet is going to become a concept in this Gemara. And then from Pasuk Hey all the way through till Pasuk Chof Beis is approximately 14 different steps of the Avodah that he did in the white clothes, Avodas Yom HaKippurim. That's till Pasuk Chof Beis. Pasuk Chof Gimel seems, if we go in order, Pasuk Chof Gimel says that after Aaron HaKohen, after the Kohen Gadol, finished doing the Avodah, he would come into the Ohel Moed, into the Heichal, in the Beis HaMikdash, it was called the Heichal. The Pasuk doesn't tell us what he did there, and the Gemara will tell us he went right into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but we'll see that in the Gemara. He went into the Ohel Moed, and then he removed the white clothes, it says in Pasuk Chav Gimel, and then in Pasuk Chav Dalet, it says that he washed v'rochatz es besori b'maim, he again toiveled, and he put on the eight clothes, the big day zohov that's called, not the big day lov on the big day zohov, and v'yotzo v'oso es eilosi v'es oilas om v'chiper ba'adoi u'ba'ad ha'om, and he continued doing the parts of the avodah in the gold clothes, in the big day zohov. That's if we have the parasha as is, which means that he switched, the Kohen Gadol switched once from Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavon, and then once from Big Day Lavon to Big Day Zahav, and he obviously wore the clothes, he put on the gold clothes, he had gold clothes, white clothes, gold clothes, that's it. And then obviously there's three tvilos. There was a tvila before putting on the gold clothes, a tvila before putting on the white clothes, as we saw in Pasuk Dalet, and the tvila before putting on the gold clothes in Pasuk Chav Dalet. And that's it. The problem is that we know that there were five tvilos, which means that obviously there had to be another stage. And as we've discussed in a previous shiur, in the Avodas Yom HaKippurim actually, there was gold clothes, white clothes, gold clothes. There's another step missing here. And then there would be five times wearing Big Day Kodesh, five tvilos. And we know there were five tvilos. Aloch Lameshim Sinai, there were five tvilos. So the Gemara is going to explain that Pasuk Chof Dalet, where it says that he went to the tevila and he put on his gold clothes and he did oilosoi ves oilas ha'om, the two oilos, that was actually before Pasuk Chof Gimel. It's printed in the Chumash after Pasuk Chof Gimel, but it actually happened before Pasuk Chof Gimel. So then what? So you had till Pasuk Chof Beis was the white clothes. Pasuk Chof Dalet tells us he took off the white clothes and put on the gold clothes to do the oilos. And then we have Pasuk Chof Gimel, that tells us that he went into the Ohel Moed in the white clothes, and then he took off the white clothes. And then afterwards he again put on the gold clothes. He would have to have done that in order to finish off the Avodah in the Psukim afterwards. So if we change, if we put that one posuk of wearing the gold clothes in the middle of the white clothes, between Pasuk Chav Beis and Pasuk Chav Gimel, then we now have five changes of clothes. We have the gold clothes first, then the white clothes from Pasuk Dalet to Pasuk Chav Beis, then we have gold clothes Pasuk Chav Dalet, white clothes Pasuk Chav Gimel, and then the gold clothes at the end, and then we have our five tvilois. And that's what we need for the beginning of the Gemara. And what the Gemara is going to discuss quite a lot is that, as we mentioned, in the regular running of the Psukim, Tevila and changing clothes is only mentioned explicitly twice. Once in Pasuk Chav Dalet, where he took off the gold clothes and put on the white clothes, and once in Pasuk Chav Gimel, where he took off the white clothes, and in Pasuk Chav Dalet he put on the gold clothes. That's all we have explicitly. We know that in Torah Shebal Peh, the Gemara is going to teach us Chav Dalet was before Chav Gimel, and there was more. But the twice that the Pasuk explicitly tells us they took off the clothes, toiveled, and put on new clothes is Pasuk Dalet and Pasuk Chav Dalet. Those are the two places, and we're going to have to discuss that because there's going to be interesting wording, an order of words, an arrangement of words in Pasuk Chav Dalet, in Pasuk Dalet, that's going to teach us something about these tvilois, and in Pasuk Chav Dalet, the sequence is going to teach us something about the tvilois. And that's what we're going to learn about today. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, we learned in a Braisa. And we're starting with Pasuk Chav Gimel. Uvo Arin El Oil Moed. Aaron HaKohen came into the Oil Moed. So as we discussed, from Pasuk Dalet till Pasuk Chav Beis are all the details of the Avodah that the Kohen Gadol did in the white clothes. Pasuk Chav Gimel, Aaron HaKohen came into the Oil Moed. And then the Pasuk continues, and afterwards, Ufashat is Big Deabod, he took off the white clothes and he put them away. And in Pasuk Chav Dalet, he toiveled, Varochas is Besari B'mayim B'mokim Kodosh, and Velovash is Begodov, he put on the gold clothes, V'yotza, he went out, V'osai is Eilosai, V'es Oilas Ha'om, V'chipir Ba'adoi, U'ba'ad Ha'om. So the Gemara is now asking, in that Pasuk Chav Gimel, at the end of the Avoida of the white clothes, it says that Aaron HaKohen came into the Oil Moed. Lomo Huba, why did he go in there? What was he doing there? Says the Gemara, Einoi Bo Elo Lohoitzi Es Hakaf, V'esamachta. Actually, he went back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim in order to take out the spoon and the shovel that had held the coals and the k'tayres that he'd put into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He went back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim in order to bring them out. That's the first piece of information that we know about Pasuk Chav Gimel. Why he went in? He went in to take out the kaf and the machta, something that's not explicitly mentioned in the psukim, but this is what he meant by Uvo Arin El Oil Moed. And continues then the Gemara, V'chol ha-parasha kula, all the psukim, from the beginning until Pasuk Chav Beis, Nemr al HaSeita, are said in the right order. Chutz mi Pasuk Zeh, besides for this Pasuk Chav Gimel, which is out of order because it actually happened after Chav Dalet. In Pasuk Chav Dalet says that he switched from white clothes to gold clothes and did the Oilosoi Ves Oilasoom, and then Pasuk Chav Gimel, that he went into the Oil Moed. If he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he clearly put on the white clothes again. And then it says, Ufoshat is Big Dead Body, took those white clothes off again. And he put on the gold clothes. That's what the Gemara is going to say now. My Tama, why indeed, or where do we know, or what's going on? Why does Pasuk Chav Gimel have to have taken place after Chav Dalet? Omer Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, I'll explain to you why. Gemiri, we have Halacha L'Moishim Misinai, that Chomesh Tvilois V'Asor Kiddushin Toivul Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Boi Bayim, that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he went into the mikveh five times. Every time he went into the mikveh, there were twice. Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim, he would wash his hands and feet from the water of the Kiyor. And exactly how these two kiddushim worked with each tefillah is a sugi we saw previously. And Rav Chisda is saying, Ve'ika Sidron, if you're going to read the parasha in its order, that the Chav Gimel, when he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to take out the kaf and the machta, was a continuation of the avoda with the four clothes, then kiddushin, you only have three times going into the mikveh, and each time you went into the mikveh, there were two kiddushin. You only have six kiddushim of kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, and we know it's not that way. So from here, says Rav Chisda, it's clear that that Pasuk Chav Gimel transpired after Chav Dalet. Till Pasuk Chav Beis was in white clothes, then was Pasuk Chav Dalet gold mikveh, gold clothes, and the oil asoy v'es oil asa'om, and then there was mikveh and white clothes, he went to take out the kaf and the machta, and then there was mikveh and gold clothes to finish off his avoida, parts of the musafin, things we're going to learn about later on in the Masechta. And then you have five changes of Bigdei Kodesh, five tvilois, and 10 kiddushin. Continues the Gemara. And now we're going to actually have a very long brisa. It's going to take us all the way to the end of the Omud. And this brisa is split into five parts. And afterwards, the Gemara is going to explain each of the five parts. Tanya, we learnt in a brisa. Omar Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to have in the Gemara, in the brisa, we're going to have a shitta of Rebbe, a shitta of Rabbi Yehuda. And the end, we're even going to have a shitta of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon that's going to take a side partially. Let's have a look. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Minayin lechomesh Tvilois v'asoro kiddushin. How do we know that, what's the source, even though we just now said it was a gemiri, it was halacha l'mayishim Sinai, nonetheless, this brisa questions, where do we see in psukim in the Torah that there were five tvilois v'asoro kiddushin and 10 times kiddush udayim v'raglayim, she'tovil kohen gadol mekadish boi bayim, that the kohen gadol tovil down was mekadish his udayim v'raglayim on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara is going to seem, the brisa seemingly is only addressing the chomish tvilois, the five tvilois, and is not addressing the asoro kiddushin, but we will get there soon. So what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says, the brisa says, Talmud loymar, that Rabbi Yehuda learns it from Pasuk Chav Gimel. What does it say in Pasuk Chav Gimel? That Uvah HaKoyen El Oil Moed, that the Kohen Gadol went with the white clothes, and that was the fourth set of clothes of the day, into the Kodesh HaKodashim to remove the Kaf and the Machto, as we saw before. And then Uposhat, he removed Es Bigdei HaBod, his the white clothes, Veroch, and then Ashelovash Bo'isoy Bavoyoy El HaKodesh V'nicham Shom. And then the sequence of the Pasuk is Pasuk Chav Dalet, even though we know that Chav Dalet transpired before Pasuk Chav Gimel, but the order of the Pasuk, Pasuk Chav Gimel says, Uposhat, he removed his clothes, and then Pasuk Chav Dalet says, Verochat says, Besori b'mayim, he washed, he bathed his body, his flesh in water, which is going into the mikveh, b'mokim kodesh, v'lovash es begodav, and then he changed, and he wore a new set of clothes. So what do we see from there? Etc. So what do we see from there? Holomadato, you can learn from there. Shekol hamishane mi avoido la avoido. Whenever you switch from one type of avoido to another type of avoido, an avoido needing white clothes, and to an avoido needing gold clothes, which is what we're talking about in Pasuk Chav Gimel, ton tvila, you need to go to the mikveh, because that's what it says. They took off the white clothes and put on gold clothes. They went to the mikveh. This pasuk is not talking about removing gold clothes and putting on white clothes. That's what the pasuk Dalet is speaking about, but we don't know anything about that yet. Rabbi Yehuda learns from pasuk Chav Gimel Chav Dalet that when switching between white clothes and gold clothes, one has to go to the mikveh. And the term of the lashon of the brisa is that kol hamashana me'avoida la'avoida ta'on tvila. Whenever you switch from one type of avoida to the other, you need tvila. So a basic reading would be that there's no difference between white clothes to gold clothes or gold clothes to white clothes. Whenever you switch, you go to the mikveh. We know, as we saw before, that they switch clothes five times. Each time you have to go to the mikveh before, so you have chomesh tvilois. That was the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Rebbe. Rebbe says, "Minayin lechomesh tvilois v'asoro kiddushin shetovil kohen gadol mekadish boi bayoyim." Where do you learn it from? Says Rebbe, not from pasuk Chav Gimel like Rabbi Yehuda does, rather from pasuk Dalet, which discusses removing the gold clothes that he did the korban tamid with and putting on the white clothes. What does it say there? Ksoines bad yilbosh, he wears the white clothes, ksoines, umichnesei bad yel basori, uvavnit bad yachkur, uvamitznefes bad yitznoif, big day kodesh heim, these white clothes are also considered big day kodesh, verochatz bamaim es basori, he toivels, ulevesham, and then he puts on the clothes. So what do you see from there? Holomadato, shekola meshane me avoido la avoido. Whenever switching from one avoido to the other, in that case explicitly between an avoido of the gold clothes to the avoido of the white clothes, ta'on tvila. Voimir. We're going to have to see what this voimir is. Voimir, big day kodesh heim. There are three words mentioned after the white clothes, big day kodesh heim, hukshu kol abegodim kulam zelazeh. Here the Braisa explicitly is aware that the Pasuk is talking about switching from gold clothes to white clothes. But how do you know that switching from white clothes to gold clothes also needs mikvah? That's something that was discussed in Pasuk Chav Gimel Chav Dalet. But Rebbe says we learn from Pasuk Dalet the Tvilois. So Rebbe says, yes. The extra three words, Big Day Kodesh, aim to impress on us that any time you switch to Big Day Kodesh, irrespective of whether it's from gold clothes to white clothes, as the context of Pasuk Dalet, or from white clothes to gold clothes, V'rochatz b'mayim mispesori olivesham, that first go to mikveh and then you put on the new set of clothes. So according to Rebbe, we have that in the Braisa explicitly that from Pasuk Dalet we know all five tefillos. From gold clothes to white clothes, and from white clothes to gold clothes, you have to go to the mikveh first. In Rabbi Yehuda only spoke to us about Pasuk Chav Gimel Chav Dalet, which only explicitly speaks about from white clothes to gold clothes, and we're going to have to understand, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how's he going to know that when switching from gold clothes to white clothes, that also you need tefillah, something the Braisa has not discussed. Continues the Braisa, that was part number one of the Braisa was Rabbi Yehuda. Part number two was Rebbe. Part number three, the Chomesh Avodos Hein, everybody agrees with this, that the day had five types of Avodos. First, it was the Tomid Shel Shachar B'Big Dei Zahav, the regular Korban Tomid in the gold clothes. And then Avodos Hayoim, the Avodos Yom HaKippurim, which is our Perek Tezayin in Parsha Acharim, is from Pasuk Dalet through to Pasuk Chav Beis, B'Big Dei Lavon. And then Eloi, his isle, Ve'el Ha'om, and his ram and the ram of the people, the Big Day Zov, that was Pasuk Chav Dalet. And then Kaf Umachto, removing the spoon and the shovel from the Kodesh Kodoshim, the Big Day Lavon, that's Pasuk Chav Gimel, as we saw before, that the order of the Psukim is not the order that was actually done. And then Tomichel Ben Arbaim, the Big Day Zov, that was at the end, is the Korban Tomichel Ben Arbaim in gold clothes. So you have five switches of clothes, five different avoides. And now we have to understand, we've discussed very well five tvilois. We've discussed the fact that we know there were five switches of clothes. We know from the fact, and we also learn either from Pasuk Dalet or from Pasuk Chav Dalet, we learn that when switching clothes, you have to toivel. In Pasuk Dalet, it says, V'rochatz b'mayim es besori ulevesham, and in Pasuk Chav Dalet, it says, V'rochatz es besori b'mayim b'mokim kodesh, v'lovash es begodov. The question is, that's all fine with the tvilos, but you keep mentioning 10 times Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. It seems that every time they did tvila, there were two Kiddushim, Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, one. There were twice. We've already discussed whether it's attributed to the removal of the clothes, whether it's attributed to the switching to the new clothes, whether when it was done. That's all sugyas that we discussed previously. That on Daf Lamed Aleph, exactly on Daf Lamed Aleph, we saw that everybody agrees that the second Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim was done after the new clothes were put on, and there was a machlokes Reb Meir and the Chachomim in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Dalet whether the first Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of every set was it done before removing the first set of clothes or after removing them, but it was definitely before going to the mikveh, before tevila. And we're going to see later that Rebbe, according to some opinions, is actually going to have a bit of a different opinion, but that's what we know so far. So the Gemara is now, the Braisa is now saying that according to Rebbe, shekol tevila, uminayin shekol tevila, tevila tzricha shnei kiddushin. How do you know that every time that you went to the mikveh, the Kohen Gadol went to the mikveh, you need to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim twice? Answers Rebbe, this is part four of the Braisa, Talmud Loimar. This is taking us now to Pasuk Chav Gimel Chav Dalet. According to Rebbe, where do we know that every time you switch from Avoida la Avoida you need Tvila? From Pasuk Dalet. That's what we saw before in part two of the Braisa. And now the Braisa is saying, so Rebbe's now got Pasuk Chav Dalet available to tell us that Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. What does it say in Pasuk Chav Dalet? It says, well, it's Pasuk Chav Gimel with Chav Dalet. In Pasuk Chav Gimel it says, Uposhat they removed as Big Day Abod the white clothes. And then it says Varochatz at the beginning of Pasuk Chav Dalet. It says Varochatz es besori b'mayim b'mokim kodesh. Varochatz. That's if you read it Pasuk Chav Gimel and then the first word of Pasuk Chav Dalet. Uposhat Varochatz. Or if you want, you could read. Let's just read Pasuk Chav Dalet independently. Varochatz that they would toivel. Velovash. It says Varochatz Pesor Bamaim Bamokim Kodosh. Velovash is Begodov. You put on the gold clothes. So you've got in the Pasuk, so to speak, Uposhat, Velova, Varochatz, and then Varochatz Velovash. That means you've got a poshat with a lovash and a rochatz in the middle. So from there, Rebbe learns that this rochatz is teaching us that also after poshat, there has to be also attributed to a poshat. There's got to be a rechitza, and also attributed to the lovash, there's got to be a rechitza. What are these two rechitzos, so to speak, one for the poshat, one for the lovash? The rechitza here is not talking about going into the mikveh. The rechitza is talking about kiddush yodaim v'raglaim. And the Gemara is going to ask, so why doesn't it say v'kiddush? Why does it say v'rochatz, which is a term used for tevila? According to Rebbe, this is not teaching us anything with tevila. All the halachas of tevila we learned from Pasuk Dalet already. So the Gemara is going to discuss that. So that was according to Rebbe, how do you know kiddush yodaim v'raglaim? Now, according to Rebbe Yehuda, who he uses Pasuk Chof Dalet to tell us that you need to do a tevila between the big day Lavon and the big day Zahav. When taking off the white clothes, before putting on the gold clothes, you have to tovil. He learns it out from Pasuk Chof Dalet, as we saw before in section 1 of this brisa. So we're going to have an issue. How does he know that you have to do 10 kiddush yodaim raglaim? So that's, now we have an opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon is going to give us another source that you need kiddush yodaim raglaim. So Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon says, Oimer kal v'choimer. Now it's a kal v'choimer. Uma b'mokim she'ein ton tvila. That the whole year round, going when somebody, when a kohen wants to go into the Beis HaMikdash to do the avodah, then Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, he holds, like we saw previously in the Gemara, that the mekayer, that you have to do the tevila before going into the avodah, is according to Rebbe Yehuda, it's a srach, it's just a srach tevila. It's only midrabanon. So that means min ha-teira, when going in to do the avodah, you don't need tevila. Nonetheless, ta'on kiddush. A kohen who does the avodah without kiddush adayim v'raglaim, it's possible. So you see that even in a place the whole year round where you do not need tevila min ha-teira, you do need kiddush adayim v'raglaim. Then mokim she'ta'on tevila, then on Yom Kippur, where you need tevila, namely when switching from one type of clothes to another type of clothes, einu din she'ta'on kiddush, then of course you need to have kiddush yodaim v'raglaim. So that's first and foremost the concept of that you need kiddush yodaim v'raglaim between every set of clothes is a kal v'chomer from the tevila. If you need the tevila, of course you need kiddush yodaim v'raglaim. So he's going to say, okay, but imma la'alon, the whole year round, you do once kiddush yodaim v'raglaim. So maybe the kal v'chomer only teaches us that between one set of clothes and the other, you do once kiddush yodaim v'raglaim. Imma la'alon, if the whole year they only did once kiddush echod, afkan kiddush echod, maybe every time you do a tevila, you only need to once kiddush yodaim v'raglaim. Talmud loimar, no. We've got in Posuk Chof Gimel, in Posuk Chof Gimel it says, uvoa koyen el oihel moed. And then in Pasuk Chof Dalet, and then the Pasuk Chof Gimel continues, the Poshat is big day abroad, Asher Lovash, Bavoy El HaKodesh V'Nicham Shom. And the question is, why does it say Asher Lovash? Ma Talmud Leim Asher Lovash? It says, Ufoshat in Pasuk Chof Gimel, he removed the clothes, Asher Lovash, that he was wearing. Klum Odom Poshat Elam Asher Lovash. A person can only ever take off clothes that he's wearing. So why does the Pasuk have to say the extra words Asher Lovash? The reason is because Elo Lahakish Pshita Lelevisha, to make a hekesh, a comparison between the removal of the clothes, Uposhat is Big Day Abad, to the Levisha, to the wear putting on the clothes, which is Asher Lovash, to tell us that Ma Levisha, in the same way as when putting on clothes, the Tvila was always done before putting on a new set of clothes. And we said there's a Kal V'Chomer, if you need Tvila, of course you need Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglaim. So Ma Levisha, Ta'on Kiddush, in the same way as Levisha needs Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglaim, that's the Kal V'Chomer. Af Pshita, so too when that attributed to the removal of clothes, also Ta'on Kiddush needs Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglaim. And this was section 5 of the Braisa. So now we've seen everything the Braisa here has to offer us. Says the Gemara. And now we're going back to section number 1, we're going to Rabbi Yehuda. What did we see in the Braisa? Omer Rabbi Yehuda, minayin lachomesh tefila isvasoro kiddushin shetovil kohen gadol b'mikdash umekadish boi b'yoyim Talmud loymer uvoa arin eloil moed v'rochatzes besori b'mayim b'mokim kodesh holomadetosh kol hamashane me'avoido la'avoido ta'un tvila. This is just a quote from section one of the Braisa, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, where do you know that you need a tvila in every switch of clothes? From Pasuk Chof Gimel Chof Dalet. So now the Gemara is saying, Ashkechon mi big day lav on the big day zav. We already mentioned this. Pasuk Chof Gimel Chof Dalet is talking about removing the white clothes and putting on gold clothes. Okay, so you found a pasuk that says, remove the big day abod, the white clothes, v'rochatz, go to the mikveh, and put on v'lovashes begod of yotzav also say lasi, put on the gold clothes and go out and do the oila. But mi big day zav le big day lav on minayin, what's your source, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that when you're switching from gold clothes to white clothes, that you also need tefillah? Says the Gemara, Tana de Berabbi Shmuel. The Gemara is going to suggest that we learn it out from the Braisa, Tana de Berabbi Shmuel. Kal v'chayme. It's a kal v'chayme. Uma big day zav. She'en kohen nichnas behem lifnai v'lifnim. Ta'un tefillah. Big day zav seem to be a lesser level of clothing, proof being that you do not go into the Kodesh Kadashim with them. And nonetheless, one has to go to mikveh before putting on the gold clothes, as we saw in Pasuk Chav Gimel Chav Dalet. Then big day love on when putting on the white clothes, she'nichnas behem lifnai v'lifnim, those are a much higher level of clothes. They go into the Kodesh Kadashim with them. Ein edin she'ta'on tvila. Of course you should need a tvila before putting them on. So that the Gemara thought that would be a good source for, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that when switching between the gold clothes and white clothes, you need tevila. Says the Gemara, that kal v'chayme is not a good kal v'chayme. Ikal mifrach, we can refute it. Ma'ale big day zav, shakein kaparos and maruba. There's an advantage of the big day zav. It's true they don't go into the Kodesh Kadashim, but they're worn the whole year round. And whenever trying to get atonement for anything that's brought the whole year round, that's when you wear the gold clothes. The white clothes, however, they're only atone for Tumas Migdosh Ukadoshov, as the Gemara says in Shavuos. So the ability of the white clothes to atone is somewhat less than that of the gold clothes. So then it could be that only when switching to gold clothes, which you wear the whole year, that there you need a tevila. But maybe when switching to white clothes, maybe you don't need a tevila. Elo, says the Gemara, Nafkalei Mid Rebbe. You remember Rebbe? Rebbe learned from Pasuk Dalet that there was tevila. So even Rabbi Yehuda, who learns the tevila between the white clothes and the gold clothes from Pasuk Chof Dalet, Chof Gimel Chof Dalet, he's going to learn that the tevila, the chiyuv tevila, from gold clothes to white clothes is going to be learned from Pasuk Dalet, exactly like Rebbe. That was as far as section one of the Braisa, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And now the Gemara is moving to section two of the Braisa, the opinion of Rebbe. Omar Rebbe. What did we see in the Braisa from Rebbe? Minayin nechomesh tvilois v'asoro kiddushin shetovil kohen gadol mekadish boi bayim Talmud loymar. Rebbe learns the five tvilois entirely from Pasuk Dalet. It says in the Pasuk, kosnois bad, ksoines bad kodesh yilbosh, etc. Holomadotah, we learn from there, and there it's talking about switching from gold clothes to white clothes. Shekol ha-meshanem avoyde la-avoyde ta'on tvila. Says the Gemara, ashkechon mi big day zav le big day lavon. That pasuk is only talking about big day zav switching from gold clothes to the white clothes. Mi big day lav on le big day zav minayin. How do you know that when switching from the white clothes to the gold clothes, which was the context of pasuk Chof Dalet, but Rebbe, he learns the tefillah from pasuk Dalet. He doesn't mention pasuk Chof Dalet. We'll soon see what Rebbe does with pasuk Chof Dalet. But from pasuk Dalet, you only see that when switching from gold clothes to white clothes, you need a tefillah. How do you know this tefillah from when switching from the white clothes to the gold clothes? Says the Gemara, Tana de Berabbi Shmuel, kal v'chomer. I've got a kal v'chomer. Uma big day lavon she'in kaparos and meruba to unin tefillah big day zav she kaparos and meruba in a din she'ta'on tefillah. This is the reverse of the kal v'chomer we saw before, that there's an advantage of the gold clothes over the white clothes, in as much as that they atone for many more things that's worn the whole year round. So if from switching to white clothes you need a tefillah, as in Pasuk Dalet, of course when switching to gold clothes. Says the Gemara, no, ikal mifrach, we can refute that kal v'chomer. Ma'ale big day lav on shekein nichnas behem lifnai v'lifnim. Maybe the only reason in Pasuk Dalet you need a mikveh is because you're putting on the white clothes with which he went into the Kodesh Kadashim. But when putting on gold clothes that you do not go into the Kodesh Kadashim with, maybe you don't need tevila. Says the Gemara, hainu diktoni that, and we spoke this out when we read the Braisa, In section 2 of the Braisa added in the extra words, Va'oimer Bigde Kodeshim. In Posuk Dalet itself, even though it's talking about switching from gold clothes to white clothes, the white clothes being Ksoines Bad Kodesh, Yilbosha Bechnese Bad Yuel Basari, Uvavnit Bad Yachgur, Mitznefes Bad Yitznoif. And then it says a few words later, Varochatz Bamaim, you go to Mikvah, Esbasari, Ulavesham, and then you put on the white clothes. But there's an extra three words in the Posuk. After mentioning the four clothes, the white clothes, big day kodeshim. The pasuk adds three words that they are kodesh. The clothes are holy. Why does it add in these three words? In big day kodeshim barochat says basari bamaim ulevesham. These extra three words are to teach us that whenever you're switching to clothes that are kodesh, irrespective of whether you're switching from gold clothes to white clothes, which is explicit in the pasuk here, but even if you're switching from white clothes to gold clothes, since the gold clothes are also big day kodesh, they also need zolrochatz b'mayim es besori ulevesham. So according to Rebbe, you learn out all five tvilois from pasuk dalet. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you learn out switching from white clothes to gold clothes from Pasuk Chav Gimel Chav Dalet, and switching from gold clothes to white clothes from Pasuk Dalet. And now we're switching to section 3 of the Braisa, and the Gemara is just going to quote it and is not going to add anything. V'chomish Avoidei Zhein, that once we've learned all this, then it transpires that the day was actually split into five types of Avoidei's. Tomet Shal Shachar Bebigdei Zav, Avoidei Sayim Bebigdei Lovon, Eiloi Ve'eloon Bebigdei Zav, Kafo Machto Bebigdei Lovon, Tomet Shal Ben Arbaim Bebigdei Zav. This is just a quote from the Braisa, we already explained it. And now the Gemara is continuing to quote the Braisa, section 4 of the Braisa. And this is according to Rebbe. Uminayin Trikol Tvila O Tvila Tzricha Beis Kiddushin. How do you know that every time that you have a tvila, you have to have twice kiddush yudayim raglaim? Talmud loimer. This is Rebbe, who Rebbe learned from pasuk dalet that there's a chiyu tvila when switching clothes. He learned from pasuk chov dalet, from chov gimel chov dalet, there's kiddush yudayim raglaim, because he says uposhat verochat. First it says in pasuk chov gimel uposhat, he removes the white clothes, and then chov dalet it starts with verochat, and then using that same word verochat at the beginning of pasuk chov dalet velovash, and then the putting on the gold clothes. So the fact that it says uposhat v'rochatz, and that means the rochatz is also attributed to the poshat and also attributed to the lovash, that tells us that you do twice rechitza, once for the pshita, once for the levisha, you've got twice kiddush yudayim raglaim. That's according to Rebbe. Asks the Gemara, hay betviloksiv, but why is the term used in the posuk v'rochatz es besoroi, he should wash his flesh, his whole body, which is tvila? That's not kiddush. Besorei is tvila. Says the Gemara, you're right. It's talking about tvila, but I don't need it for tvila, because Rebbe says that I learned the chiyuv of tvila of all the switches from gold to white and white to gold from pasuk dalet. I don't need any instructions of tvila in pasuk chav dalet. If I don't need it for tvila, because the chiyuv to do tvila between the white clothes and the gold clothes, which is the context of pasuk chav dalet, is learnt out from the extra three words big day kodeshim in pasuk dalet, as we saw before. Tneu inyan lekiddush. So if we don't need it for tvila, then we can use it for kiddush yudayim v'raglaim. Says the Gemara, v'licht v'irachmona b'loshen kiddush. So why doesn't the Torah say kiddush instead of saying v'rochatz is besori b'maim? It should say that he should be mekaddish. He should do kiddush yudayim v'raglaim. Why is the Torah speaking about Kiddush Yudayim Raglayim using the term of Tvila? Says the Gemara, because we want to teach you something else. Ha'kamash Malon, the Tvila ke Kiddush. We want to teach you something about Tvilois. The Tvilois here. What do we want to teach us about the Tvilois? Ma Kiddush b'mokim Kodesh. In the same way as Kiddush Yudayim Raglayim has to be done in the Mokim Kodesh, of Tvila, so too the Tvilois that are done between the switching from one set of Big Day Kodesh to another set of Big Day Kodesh have to be B'mokim Kodesh. So all that was according to Rebbe. Rebbe learns out from here that from Uposhat V'rochatz and V'rochatz V'lovash, that there's two Kiddush Yudayim Raglaims for every Tvila. Ask the Gemara, V'Rebbe Yehuda, according to Rebbe Yehuda, who learns from Pasuk Chav Dalet, that when switching from the white clothes to the gold clothes you need Tvila, Kiddush Minoli, how does he learn that you have to do Kiddush Yudayim V'raglaim when switching clothes? Says the Gemara, Nafkele Medreb Lozer ben Reb Shimon. He learns it from a Kal V'Chomer, like Reb Lozer ben Reb Shimon, in section 5 of the Braisa, that we saw in section 5 of the Braisa, according to Reb Lozer ben Reb Shimon, that anywhere that it's there's more of a chiyuv of kiddush yadayim raglayim than tevila, because any avoda at the beginning of every day, kiddush tevila is no chiyuv min atayra. Kiddush yadayim raglayim, there is a chiyuv min atayra. And Rashi brings psukim b'voyem elo el moed ubekarvosom el amizbeach yirchatzu, etc. And therefore there's a kal v'chomer that if you need tevila between one set of clothes and the next, kal v'chomer that you need kiddush yadayim raglayim. And if you're going to ask that only tells us once kiddush yadayim raglayim, not twice, so that we saw in the Braisa there in section 5, that in Pasuk Chav Dalet you've got the extra words, in Pasuk Chav Gimel you've got the extra words asher lovash, to say that we compare the levisha to the pshita, and you need twice kiddush yadayim raglayim. Continues the Gemara. Omer of Chizda. Rav Chizda is now coming with a certain understanding in Rebbe. We saw in the Braisa, in section 2 of the Braisa, where does Rebbe know, from where does he know that there's Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim, not in section 2, in section 4 of the Braisa? Where do we know that there's Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim, that with every Tvila there's twice Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim? It's learnt out from Pasuk Chof Gimel Chof Dalet, Uparshat Verochatz, Verochatz Velovash. So let's focus, says Rav Chizda, on the sequence. It says first Uparshat, he removes his clothes, and then Verochatz, which we know, according to Rebbe, is talking about Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and then Verochatz Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, V'lovash, and he puts on the new clothes. So if we were to take this at face value, according to Rebbe, the two Kiddush Yadayim Raglayims, when were they? One after removing the clothes, after removing the previous set of clothes, before going into the mikveh, and the second one was before putting on the second set of clothes. In the Gemara we saw till now in Daf Lamed Aleph, everybody, Rav Meir and the Chachomim, agree that regarding the second Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, it's only after he puts on the new set of clothes. Over here we see, according to Rebbe, even the second Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim is done before he puts on the second set of clothes. That's what Rav Chizda was understanding from Rebbe. So he said that Rebbe said that the two Kiddush Yadayim Raglayims are done one after the Pshita, before the Tevila, one after the Tevila, before the Levisha. Mafka mid Rav Meir or Mafka mid Rabbonon. This is not following Rav Meir and not following the Rabbonon. Mafka mid Rabbonon, because we had the Machlekes earlier on between Rav Meir and the Rabbonon, which is actually a Mishnah that we mentioned on Daf Lamed Aleph, but it's a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Dalet. The Mishnah says that according to Rav Meir, he first removed the first set of clothes and then did Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. According to the Chachomim, he first did Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim and then removed the set of clothes he was removing. But regarding putting on the Levisha, the new set of clothes, that everybody agrees, and we saw an explicit braisa on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis at the bottom, that everybody agrees that first you do the Levisha, and then you do the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So Rav Chizda is saying that Rebbe here is not like the Rabbonon. De'ilu Rabbonon Omri, the Rabbonon say, Lovush Mekadish, that according to the Chachomim, that he does the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim before removing the clothes. And here Rebbe learns that you learn out from Uparshat Verochatz that only after removing the clothes it follows Rav Meir. It doesn't follow the Rabbonon. V'yu Omar, Kashu Poshut Mekadish. Rebbe said, according to Rav Chizda's understanding, that only after you do the Poshat, after removing the clothes, you do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So that's clearly not like the Rabbonon. In that aspect, it's like Rav Meir. But Umafkumid Rav Meir doesn't follow Rav Meir either. Dilu Rav Meir Omar, Rav Meir also says that Hach Kiddush Basra, the second of the two Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, Kashu Lavush Mekadish. He does the second one after putting on the new set of clothes, as we saw explicitly on the Flamed Aleph Amud Beis in the Braisa, that that's Rav Meir's opinion. V'yu Omar, and Rebbe says that you do the second Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim before the Levisha. V'yu Omar, Rebbe holds, Kashu Poshut, when his clothes are still not on him, Mekadish, he does the second Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, as Rebbe learns from the Pasuk, V'rochatz V'lovash. So that's Rav Chizda. Omer Rav Achabayakiv says, no, he says that Rebbe seems to be following Rav Meir. Hakol Moedim, even Rebbe agrees that Bekiddush Sheni, that the second Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim must be Sheloivesh V'Achar Kach Mekaddish, that he only does the Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim once he's put on the new set of clothes. How do I know? My Tama, the Omakro, it's a Pasuk elsewhere, and the Pasuk says, Oy Begishto Mela Mizbeach L'Shoris L'Haktir Ishe L'Hashem. What does it say at the beginning of the Pasuk? The Bevoyim El Oil Moed, when you come into the Oil Moed, Yirchatzu Mayim V'lo Yomusu, you have to do the Kiddush Yudayim Raglaim, Oy V'gishto Mela Mizbeach L'Shoris L'Haktir Ishe L'Hashem, before going anywhere near the Mizbeach to do the Avoidah. So from the fact that it says, do Kiddush Yudayim Raglaim before going to the Avoidah, what do we see from there? That Misha Ein Le'mechusa Elo Gisha. At what point do you have to do Kiddush Yudayim Raglaim when you're mamash ready to do the Avoidah? All that's lacking is going to do the Avoidah, going to the Mizbeach. Yotzo Zeh She'mechusa Levisha V'gisha, however, regarding the Kiddush Yudayim Raglaim that corresponds to putting on the new clothes, if were he to have to do the Kiddush Yudayim Raglaim before putting on the new clothes, then he's still missing putting on the clothes and then going to the Mizbeach. The Pasuk says that you do the Kiddush Yudayim Raglaim when you're ready to go to the Mizbeach, not when you still have to put your clothes on. So Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov says clearly that everybody agrees, like Rabbi Meir and the Chachomim and Rebbe, that the second Kiddush Yudayim Raglaim must be done after wearing the second clothes. You learn out from Begishto Mela Mizbeach. Omali Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rava l'Rav Ashi. Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rava said to Rav Ashi, Loi Rav Chizda Islei d'Rav Acha, v'loi Rav Acha Islei d'Rav Chizda. It means it's very clear that Rav Chizda and Rav Acha are having an argument. Rav Chizda says in the name of Rebbe that according to Rebbe, it's Verochat V'Lovash, that you first do the second Kiddush Yudayim Raglaim, then you put on the second set of clothes. And Rav Acha said explicitly, Rav Acha B'Yakov said that everybody agrees that you first put on the clothes and then you do Kiddush Yudayim Raglaim. V'loi Rav Acha Islei d'Rav Chizda. Rav Acha cannot hold of Rav Chizda either, because Rav Acha says that at least one of the Kiddush Yudayim Raglaim have to be Begishtam, immediately prior to being able to do the Avoida, which means once you already have the clothes on. And if Rav Chizda were to hold of that, or if Rav Acha would hold of Rav Chizda, that means were we to assume that Rebbe's opinion is that you have to do Uposhat V'rochatz, one Kiddush Yudayim V'raglayim after removing the clothes, V'rochatz V'lovash, another Kiddush Yudayim V'raglayim before putting on the new clothes. If we were to hold also of Begishtam, that means if Rav Acha, who says that Begishtam you have to do a Kiddush Yudayim V'raglayim after wearing the new clothes, if he were to hold of what Rav Chizda said, then you would have to do three times Kiddush Yudayim V'raglayim each time. Once after the Pshita, once before the Levisha, and once after the Levisha because of Begishtam. If so, d'imkein l'Rebbe havelu chamesh za kiddushin. Then according to Rebbe, you're going to have 15 times Kiddush Yudayim V'raglayim, three times for every tefillah. And nobody says that. So it must be that if you hold of what Rav Chizda says, that according to Rebbe, you have to do Kiddush Yudayim V'raglayim before the second Levisha, it must be you do not hold of what Rav Acha says, that from Begishtam, that you have to have a Kiddush Yudayim V'raglayim when you're actually prepared, dressed and ready to do the Avoida. And Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.